The Course of Empire, the Century of Steel, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home to the new exhibit Hoosiers on Time and Life, examining Hoosiers that have graced the covers of these national publications and why they made headlines. More information at indianahistory.org. It was a case of the right place at the right time. Much of the iron ore required for steel manufacturing coming from Michigan and Minnesota traveled on Lake Michigan. Chicago and its environs became the hub of the steel industry by the turn of the 20th century. A plentiful labor pool, efficient rail lines, and cheap land sealed the deal. A plant that could handle the country's increased demands for steel was necessary. In 1901, U.S. Steel settled in Lake County, Indiana, to build what would become the world's largest integrated steel mill. The region was already home to Standard Oil and Inland Steel. The construction of U.S. Steel's Gary Works, named after board chairman Albert H. Gary, involved removing over 12 million cubic yards of sand, laying 2 million yards of concrete, rerouting the Calumet River, and dredging the lake for a mile-long harbor. More than $42 million were spent in Gary, which came to be known as the Magic City and the City of the Century. Mills in Indiana and Illinois provided a fifth of the total U.S. steel output just after World War II. However, decreased demand and increased imports from abroad began to signal steel's decline in the 1970s, a trend from which the industry has yet to recover. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.